Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So the polls are open. Americans are making their voice heard, have made their voice heard if you voted earlier or by mail-in ballot. Yeah. And all that's left to do is find out who wins.
That's it.
But this sounds like the most miserable way to do it.
What are they doing?
You're hanging out in the break room. That's just Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. So we know how contentious political discussions are, right? Personally.
Yeah.
Right. So the last thing you'd think you want to do on a day like this, with a lot of anxiety for a whole bunch of different people, is be around other people. Yet despite that, almost 1 in 10 Americans say they're planning on attending an election watch party today.
Yeah, I would not want to do
that.
1 in 10. Yeah.
And again, even if like you're going with people who all... you know, vote the same way.
There will still be arguments.
Arguments are just like you're now fully invested in the election for the next, you know, however many hours you're there. Like, there's no escaping it if you're going there purely for this reason.
So there's a couple of things here, right? Like, I would assume that most people going for the election watch party care about the presidential election, right? So I guess if your candidate wins, it's a great experience.
You've got a party.
But if your candidate loses...
you ain't got a party.
Oh, man, that's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And you may not know for a while.
That's the most crazy part about this is, you know, we're going to wake up tomorrow, and odds are, based on the last few elections...
so far, you've just seen the tip.
Exactly. For God's sakes, man, we're talking about democracy. Can we not add penises to it?
The tip of... the penis of democracy.
No, you could have just said the tip of democracy. Why'd you put penis in that sentence? So the majority of Americans, almost one half, say they will be watching it alone tonight, the way the results come in.
I mean, I'm going to watch it. I think you can just watch it with the people in your house.
Yeah, I mean, maybe that's what they mean by
and
alone.
Mostly it's going to be, I'm going to have it on in the background because nothing's going to come in. By the time I go to bed, it's going to...
yeah, you're going to know
I'll know
morning.
Just as much then as I know right now.
No, you're right.
Who's going to be the president.
You're right. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see what clues we have tonight because even on the one, like, you know, the last...
but they both jump on everything.
Yeah.
I just saw... a black guy walking out of the precinct. I think we won. You know what I mean? They both jump on things.
No, I know what you mean, man. Like, you're right. It's better to wait and be sure.
Right. But nobody wants to wait. Yeah. And these news, they got to talk about something, man.
You know, it's funny, and you know, people want to make the argument it's only within the last couple of years that we've had to wait the next day. I mean, are we forgetting about Bush Gore in 2004?
Was it a long process.
I mean, yeah, that was weeks and weeks and weeks. Well, weeks and
oh
weeks.
Oh, my God,
waiting.
Yeah.
It made it all the way to the Supreme Court. By the way, there's other things happening tonight, too, that could throw off what you're doing.
What's that?
Well, if you're a hockey fan, Sabres play tonight.
Oh,
that game's going to be live on CMF. That is going to be a welcome distraction for me because that may be the one channel I can watch where nothing political is going
to
show up.
I have to ask you a question. Are they good or bad?
Sabres are bad. In fact, if they lose tonight, they could be in last place in the NHL.
Oh. Yeah.
But a last place hockey team is better than wall-to-wall political coverage right now, okay? And it's funny, too, because depending on which time of the night you tune in, it could completely change how you think this is going to work out. Because they're going to have results coming in. And it is weird to me when they do these election results shows, they do it like a sporting event.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Where, you know, like last night, the Kansas City Chiefs beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in overtime. And the score goes up on either way because you don't know what's going to happen. Whereas with an election, with the score going up, it's already been decided. We don't know what the answer is.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So it's not like, you know.
Just a waiting game.
Exactly. It's not like one candidate can like run a 2-minute offense and find a way to win the election. It's done. Mm. It's already been done.
Yeah.
So why do you do it with the scoreboard on each side?
Well, it makes it more exciting, right?
But that might
you watch the numbers climb.
But maybe that's a problem.
You get 17 people on a table talking at the same time.
It only adds to the tension of it all.
I will be interested to see which coverage has the most people at a table.
Oh.
Because every year there's more people at the table.
Yeah, they keep... Yeah. And then they always have
never ending. They also have people.
Yeah,
people that aren't in the studio there. They're in like little cubes on top.
Like, for example, just now, we got the news on like we have every day on TVs that we don't break, that we hang on the wall.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we know by name every political commentator from the last couple of months.
Yeah.
And just now, the day of the election, someone we've never seen before showed up on the television, and none of us had any idea who that was.
But they looked legit. Kinda.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. About 1 in 10 Americans say they are planning on attending an election watch party tonight, despite the fact that, A, that could be really depressing if your candidate does not win, and B, there's a decent chance we don't know who the president is tonight anyway.
Right.
Which touchscreen are you watching?
Wait a minute.
Well, okay, so like Steve Kornacki, he's the guy that works for NBC. Who's Steve Kornacki work for? He's the guy that made the touchscreen famous, right?
Because he does touchscreen stuff for other, like the Super Bowl and stuff.
So
too,
it is NBC, yes. Yeah,
I think.
So they brought him onto the football coverage after the election because he was so popular. Well, other networks figured out that touchscreen equals ratings.
Well, they all got him.
Wow, yeah, so now big old touchscreens out there.
Yes, every channel now has touchscreen guy who's going to touch the state and it's going to come up and he can move the thing and then move the thing over there and he's drawing on it like he's John Madden, like it's a telestrator. Mm. Then all of a sudden he puts numbers in.
It is amazing, I will say, like that touchscreen technology that it never seems to like freeze up or like everybody always seems to be able to point to what they want to point to without any issues.
Pretty good.
Like technical issues.
Well, I got to think like this is legitimately every news network Super Bowl, right? So you got to make
sure all
your ducks in a row and all your screens are touchable.
So you're asking which one I'm going
to
watch?
Well, because it used to only be Steve Kornacki on NBC. Mm-hmm. That was the touchscreen place to go. I mean, do you trust his touchscreen ability or are you looking for a new touchscreener?
I'm a jumper when I watch the news.
Okay.
And now that I found a couple of new news outlets I didn't know I had, I've been going to them too.
You found new news.
Well, you found some new news on our TV that we didn't know existed.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
So with that Roku, I found some like rogue-ass channels I didn't know existed.
Are those news stations you should be watching?
I don't know.
You just want
so sure. But they exist.
Are they like foreign news outlets?
So there are a couple foreign ones, but I always find it like what foreigners think of us.
Oh, yeah, it's interesting.
And then I found two that are also, they're American channels.
Mm-hmm.
One's Reuters, which is like a news outlet. Yep. I watch them a little bit.
Okay.
And there's one other one.
Do they have a touchscreen though?
They all got it now.
So like, you can't Reuters be in the business.
You cannot be in this business without a touchscreen.
Reuters is just a guy holding an iPad.
Yeah, pretty much.
Get in close. Check it out. Don't get my password. It just it went
like, I can actually see his fingerprints on it.
All right. So, I mean, all that's left to do now.
Just sit back and watch.
Unless you haven't voted, in which case you go vote today. Mm-hmm. And then,
that's it. Kick back.
Ideally, by the end of the week.
Pop a cold one and enjoy.
You know, pop a cold one and enjoy. Don't add alcohol to this tonight, man, especially if you're anxious.
Oh, this is a good drinking night,
man. Look, I mean, if you're able to sit back and just deal with whatever happens, sure. Popping a beer is a good idea. But adding alcohol to anxiety is never a good idea.
I wonder how many people try pot for the first time tonight, or the first time in a long time.
Election edibles.
Yes.
That's a good question.
Or turn to drinking or some other form of relaxation.
I mean, 'cause you might be up late watching this thing if you really care.
Sure.
But yeah, so you might have a few.
Okay, so you're either hungover and excited. Well, again, that's if you know by tomorrow morning.
Yeah, right. Right? You ain't.
Or you're hungover and depressed.
Mm.
Again, none of that sounds good.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service.
A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.